We honor you. We thank you for a great holiday. We thank you for a great day. We thank you for our health. Lord God, we thank you for never giving up on us, for always being there with us. And we thank you, Lord, that you're in control of all. Lord God, this morning, I pray that you will give us ears to hear what you're saying to us. And God, not only ears to hear, but a heart to follow, a heart to obey what thus saith the Lord our God. We thank you for our family, for our friends. We pray for protection over each one of them. And we thank you for dying on the cross for our sins, Lord Jesus. And by faith, we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. The scripture this morning is going to come out of the book of Matthew. Matthew chapter 20, verses 29 through 34. You have to forgive me if I have to clear my throat a couple times, have a little congestion, kids started back to school, so all that good stuff. But what I want to talk about this morning is I think something I've probably talked about before, and it's one of the hardest things for me personally. And what I want to talk about this morning is why it's important to listen. Why it's important to listen. If I had a title this morning, I would say, listen up. I believe that when we listen to God, that there's only, you know, there's so many benefits for us, but I don't want to focus on listening to the Lord. I want to focus on what happens when we listen to our family, our friends, our coworkers, people in our lives, because I believe that when we're willing to listen, that it shows things that we're willing to do. I think it shows things about us. I think it reflects something back to the person speaking. I believe mainly the three things that when we listen to someone, what it shows is it shows you care. It shows that you know your heart's in the right place, that you're willing to take the time to listen to them. I believe that it also, secondly, shows that you're willing to learn possibly from them, that maybe your way is not the best way all the time, that maybe they could shed some light on the situation, give you some wisdom. And I believe third and lastly, that not only, you know, you're willing, it shows you care, it shows you're willing to learn, but lastly, that it shows that you're willing to submit maybe in that area, or that you're willing to put the effort in to change. How many of us this morning knows what it feels like to not be listened to? It's not a good feeling. I get frustrated when people don't listen. And I know that I frustrate people when I don't listen. And a lot of times, especially at work, I know what question is going to come out of somebody's mouth that I work with. So I go ahead and answer the question. And yeah, they appreciate it, but they're frustrated at times because I didn't take the time to listen, to care, to try to understand what they were trying to say. You see, sometimes the hurt or the frustration causes that person not to listen or not to change because I wasn't willing to take a moment to be willing to listen to them. And it's an extremely simple thought this morning, but I promise you in the world that we live in, going 90 to nothing every single day, if we will take the time to listen to people, and yes, obviously listening to God is the most important, but if we'll listen to our husbands or to our wives or to our children or coworkers, I promise you that will bring about change in your life. And not only your life, but in the person's life that's speaking to you, that's desiring to be listened to. Some of the people I talked to in my life over the past few weeks, they're beat down and they're confused and they're hurt. And one of the greatest reasons, or I guess one of the greatest areas that hurt is coming from, is that they feel like nobody's willing to listen to them. I saw a testimony the other day of a guy several years ago. He jumped off a bridge. I believe it was the Golden Gate Bridge in California. And most people, I think it's 90-something percent that jump off that bridge die. But this man, God saved him, and it's a powerful testimony. You should Google it or YouTube it if you get a chance. But this man kept talking about, listen, I felt like nobody was listening to me. I felt like I had given up because I have tried to tell people my situation, but these people wouldn't listen. So I felt despair, and that despair led to this and to that. And eventually I tried to kill myself. Brothers and sisters, I have good news for you this morning, that if we're willing to get in a posture to listen to someone, I promise you God has so, so many blessings for us. In the New Testament, in the gospel, it's recorded that I believe that Jesus asked some 307 odd questions. And if the master of the universe, the one that hung the stars, the one that put things in motion, if he's willing to ask questions and listen, then I promise you there's a reason that James told you and me to be quick to listen and slow to speak and slow to anger. Some of the old school people say, listen, there's a reason God gave you two ears and one mouth. And I agree with that. So as we jump into Matthew chapter 20, verse 29, Jesus is on his way. He's told the disciples so many times, listen, I'm about to be crucified. Listen, I'm about to go away. And so many times they don't understand what he's saying. And I believe that one of the ways or one of the reasons that they don't understand what he's saying that's recorded in scripture is they're scared to ask. They're scared to say, listen, Lord, we don't understand what you're saying. One of the greatest complaints that I have with our son is when the teacher or Alex or me instruct him on how to do something, he'll say, okay. And several minutes later, I realize he still doesn't understand how to do it. And I'll get frustrated and I'll say, Joshua, you said okay, like you understood. And he'll say, but I was scared to ask. I was scared after you explained it 4 and 5 and 6 times to ask a question. And I'll immediately tell him, listen, there's no shame in asking questions because there's probably people around you or in your classroom that don't understand also. So no, the question won't only benefit you, it'll benefit others around you. So this morning when the disciples were scared to ask Jesus a question, he would rebuke them and he would say, listen, why are you not asking me what's in your heart? I already know what's there. So brothers and sisters, we should never be scared to ask the creator of the universe, the one that died on the cross for our sins, questions. I believe that when we ask him these questions, it shows him our heart. It shows him that we're willing to learn. And more than anything, it shows him that we're willing to change. So in Matthew chapter 20, verse 29, the disciples are all together. Jesus is with them. They've just had an argument because James and John's mom has went to them and said, listen, I want my two kids to sit at your right hand. Jesus said, listen, are you able to be baptized with the baptism I'm about to be baptized with, to drink the cup that I'm able to drink? And the Bible says that the other 10 disciples, they were mad at the two sons, James and John. They were indignant, or they were very upset with them because they were trying to put themselves in a position of honor above everybody else. And in Matthew chapter 29, the Bible says, now as they went out of Jericho, a great multitude followed him. And behold, two blind men sitting by the road, when they heard that Jesus was passing by, cried out, saying, have mercy on us, O Lord, Son of David. Notice that the reason they're crying out is because they were willing to listen. Notice they were willing to listen. Most people that I've ever spoke to that are blind or that I work with a lady, her dad's blind, and I love talking to him because I can talk to him from a great distance and he can hear everything I'm saying. Because he doesn't have sight, his hearing is absolutely amazing. He's learned to hear things that most other people can't because that's how he's learned to survive. So these two blind men are on the side of the street and they hear that Jesus is coming and they begin to say, Lord, O Lord, Son of David, have mercy on us. Verse 31, then the multitude warned them that they should be quiet, but they cried out all the more saying, have mercy on us, O Lord, Son of David. They were crying out because they had a need. The people say, listen, be quiet. Be ashamed of your situation. Don't bother the master. They warned him, no doubt, calling them bad names. They told him, listen, be quiet. He's coming. And the Bible says that because of that, they no doubt cried out all the more. Brothers and sisters, this morning, if you have a question, or a request from the Lord God himself, I promise you, don't let the haters, don't let the people in your life try to discourage you. Be like these two blind men and cry out all the more. Don't let the cares of this world, don't let people trying to make fun of you, don't let people thinking that you're not as smart or as good as them because you don't have this or you don't have that. Be like these two blind men and go to God no matter what it takes. The Bible says that the woman with the issue of blood, she was ashamed because she touched the hem of his garment. She was scared, but Jesus made her request come to pass because she operated out of faith. You see, this morning, these two blind men were willing to listen up because they were acting out of faith. They believed that this man passing by that they had no doubt heard stories about, countless stories of his miracles, countless stories of his interaction with people that didn't deserve it, countless stories that they could only dream to have the opportunity, and the opportunity is about to walk in front of them, and there is nothing that's going to slow them down. This morning, the good news of the gospel is Jesus Christ is that you and me have the opportunity to receive the goodness of God, that we did not deserve it. We've done everything wrong. Our sins, as the Bible says, are as filthy rags. But this morning, if we will receive the blood of Jesus, if we'll believe God sent him, that God redeemed us and God raised him from the grave that third day, then we can have life everlasting with him. It's a simple message. It's the good news of Jesus Christ. But I believe one reason the world will not receive it is because they won't listen to it. So the creator of heaven and earth hears these two blind men. And in verse 32, so Jesus stood still and called them and said, what do you want me to do for you? It's kind of a ridiculous question if you think about it. If you see the man that's healed so many people, if you see the man that you know is not of this world, these two blind men are begging. They're sitting on the side of the street. They are literally crying out, O Son of David, have mercy on us. And the first thing Jesus does is ask them a question. Why? Why would he knew the answer. The Bible says that he knows our heart. I believe it was the same reason God asked Adam and Eve, why are you hiding? Who told you that you were naked? It's the same reason God has asked me, why do you think you're not worth it? It's the same reason he may have asked you, why do you think you're not good enough? Why do you think you won't accomplish what I've told you you're going to accomplish? Why don't you have the faith because I've told you you're going to get it? Jesus knows the answers to his questions, but if the creator of the universe, and I'll say it again, if the creator of the universe is willing to ask these two blind men a question, I believe it's to teach me and you a lesson. I believe Jesus was living out the reason it's a good idea to listen up. I believe Jesus first was asking them, listen, he stopped and he asked them a question to show that he cared. And he showed he was willing to learn of their situation so he could try to have compassion on them. And lastly, he was showing them, listen, not only am I willing to take the time on my journey, no longer am I going to be in a rush. I know I got to get to the city because I got to go be crucified and die and resurrect. But I'm willing to take the time for two blind men. If he's willing to take the time for two blind men, brothers and sisters, this morning I have great news. He is willing to take the time for you and me. Your questions, your concerns, your desires of your heart, that's what he wants from you. Because I'll prove to you right here in the scripture, one of the greatest ways that you can show that you're listening to somebody is that you ask questions. You ask questions about their situations because you want to learn. You want to get to know them. You want to know these things so that you can figure out how you're able to help or how you're able to relate. The master of the universe says, listen, what do you want me to do for you? Even though the request was obvious, even though everybody in the crowd could no doubt answer that, Jesus wanted these two men individually to know that he cared. He wanted them to know that their situation was not too big for him. And this morning, if you're struggling with your finances or health or whatever it may be, God wants you to know that that's not too big for him. A week or so ago, my stepdad got a diagnosis of cancer. And it tore me at the core. And, you know, he needs to have tests and these things ran. And thank you for your prayers, because I believe that when the people of God pray, that God moves. And I've already seen God heal cancer in my mom. So as we begin to pray, and yesterday he had one of the tests, and the test came back with a good report. And I began to thank God and talk to God. And I was talking to God so much that I didn't give God a chance to speak. I didn't listen to the Lord. And you may say, Brother Allen, that's okay that you were praising and worshiping the Lord and telling him thank you for a good report. And I believe those are good things, but I also believe that you and I should take time to listen. You see, I don't believe prayer is all about letting our requests be made known unto God. I believe sometimes prayer is sitting before the King, waiting for a word, waiting for a whisper, waiting for understanding. Because when Jesus asked this question from these two men, he could have asked the question and said, yeah, I know you want to be healed. But the Bible says in verse 33 that they said to him, Lord, that our eyes may be opened. Lastly, in verse 34, so Jesus had compassion and touched their eyes, and immediately their eyes received sight and they followed him. I believe everything in the Bible is perfect. I believe it's on purpose. I believe everything, every single word is there for a reason. And I love how in this particular healing that God manifests, the Bible says that Jesus touched their eyes and they were made well. We know that God has the power to speak and things have to happen. That's why the Bible's clear that when he formed the world, he spoke. But when he formed you and me, when he formed Adam and Eve, when he started the human race in motion, he took the time to shape and to make and mold us. I believe it was a personal touch, and I believe in the scripture here, he wanted these men to know that, listen, I'm willing to listen to you. I'm willing to show you that I care by taking time. I'm willing to learn of your situation, and more than anything, I'm willing to invest my power into you. I'm willing to change your situation. And not only am I going to change it, I'm going to touch you personally as I change it. This morning, brothers and sisters, I promise you, if you want to show a person in your life that you love them and that you care for them, be willing to listen. Don't listen with an answer on your heart, because that's not how to listen. I struggle at times when I'm listening to someone or listening to Alex and I already have an answer for her question because I think that I know what she's going to say. But if I'm thinking about my answer while she's talking, then I'm not really listening. Brothers and sisters, let's give God a chance this morning and let's tell him our desires and our problems and our concerns and our inability to believe sometimes or our lack of faith. Let's tell him those things, not with an answer on how we think he's going to answer the question. But let's just ask him with an open heart, with an open slate, with an open hand and say, God, not my will, but your will be done. You see, in the questions that Jesus asked in the Gospels, one of the biggest ones that takes over my heart is when he was on the cross and he says, my God, why have you forsaken me? Some versions say, Eli, Eli, sabachthani. And I'm like, God, how could your son think that you forsake him? He knew the plan. But this morning, brothers and sisters, the reason I believe Jesus cried out to God in that way is that he wasn't used to the separation. He knew that God was always with him in the Father and the Spirit. So this morning, it's okay if we think God has forsaken us or God has done us wrong, as long as we're willing to listen up. as long as we're willing to show him we care and show him that we're willing to change, and we can only change by the power of the Holy Spirit. It's okay that you have unforgiveness in your heart. Take it to God. It's okay that you are not confident in what you're doing, or you want more in this area, or you can't forgive this person. I encourage you to be willing to listen to God and take that to him. It's good news this morning that there is absolutely nothing, nothing that you or me has in our life that if we're willing to listen to God, that God cannot transform and take away and take over in our lives. It's the gospel. It's the good news of Jesus Christ. If it's anything less than we don't deserve it, it's not the gospel. You and I don't deserve to be redeemed. We don't deserve to be forgiven, but he decided to make that happen. It's good news that he loves us and he strengthens us and he can heal us. And this morning, I want to encourage you that no matter what, just talk to him. Talk to him and don't say nothing for a while. Talk to him and just believe that he is who he says. Talk to him and be willing to receive forgiveness. This morning, in closing, I think about when people talk to me. And I think about when I listen or someone listens to me, and I absolutely love Wednesday mornings. I love Wednesday mornings for a ton of reasons. But a couple days ago, I was reminded, I was talking to my apostle years ago. And I had told her, I don't even know if she would remember. I said, I have no idea how you preach every Sunday. I said, how could you have something to talk about every single week? Wouldn't you sometimes not get a word? Wouldn't it be too hard? Wouldn't it be something that is almost impossible? And a couple days ago, I was thinking about Wednesday mornings, and I was thinking about how every single week God will give me something to talk about. Not because of my goodness or not because I studied for 50 hours a week or not because of anything on my own power or my own might, but it was because of his goodness and as long as I was willing to listen. Brothers and sisters, I can only imagine what God has for us if we were willing to listen. Because I know what he does for me every Wednesday morning when I get to share some of the things that he shows me or talks to me about, or I get to hear from other people. And it blows my mind and it encourages me and it strengthens me. But what if I was willing to listen on Thursday morning or Saturday morning or Tuesday morning? How many of us can know that we could open our ears a little more often? And how many of us know that we have the power to change people's lives based on how we listen? And I'll leave you with that thought. Let's pray. Father God, I pray in the name of Jesus that you will reveal to us how many people we can change, not by our own might or strength, but by your power, by discernment, by the joy of the Holy Spirit. And I pray, God, that you will show my brothers and sisters in this call and that will hear this message of the anointing and the purpose and the assignment that you have placed on their life. That God, they're just as important as so-and-so, that they're just as forgiven, just as redeemed as so-and-so, that you will show them, God, you will show us, God, how you love to listen to us, and God, how we can have ears to hear what the Spirit is saying to us. God, show us and reveal to us your goodness and your kindness. And I pray for healing, God. I pray that we will understand you desire to heal us. I pray that we will understand that you desire to forgive us and to help us along our way. Lord, I pray for protection over each one of our families, friends, and even enemies. I speak strength over my brothers and sisters, and I ask, God, that you will continue to bless their businesses, continue to bless their families financially, physically, and spiritually. And God, I thank you that you are more than faithful. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, just like you took the time on the road to talk to these two blind men, that you take the time to talk to us. We pray these things by faith in you, believing that you're good. In Jesus' name, amen.